come that you might have life and life in abundance. Now, becoming a Christian doesn't mean that God just gives you everything on a platter and it's wonderful. It's not about pie in the sky when you die. It is about life in abundance now. It's not about possessions, not about the stuff that you have and accumulate. It's about life in abundance. And that's usually related to people, isn't it? Anyone here ever had a hard time? Anyone in here ever gone through grief? Anyone here ever gone through loss? Every one of us goes through hard times. It's not about the lack of hard times. It's life in the middle of that. That I have a God who was with me. That I have a God I can talk to and tell him when I'm cranky and tell him when it's good. I have peace. I have joy in spite of. I have the things that really matter. Some of you know I spent 3 years in Papua New Guinea. Now those guys, they got nothing. They've literally got nothing. They don't have bank accounts. They don't have a pension when they die. They've got nothing. Their little kids go to school and can't even afford to have biscuits or to have lunch. They've got nothing. And you know what? They've got everything. They've got everything. I watched them. They would get someone's thongs. They would cut them out into little circles, the kids. They'd put a bit of wood through it, put another bit of wood here, and they'd run up and down all day long. And they got nothing. And they're having a ball. They know how to do family. They love family. They call them their one talks. And the one talks are the extended family, and you look after family. Someone was telling about an aged care centre one day. They said, that's disgusting. Why wouldn't you look after old people when they get old? You'd bring them into your family. I have come that you might have life and life in abundance. In spite of what happens, he is with us. And there are things in life that really count. Family's one of them. God is one of them. The other part of that verse says, the devil comes to steal, kill and destroy. Ever felt like that? My life's getting ruined. Things are being taken away. Most of the world lives like that. And Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and life in abundance. Want that this morning? Two of you, excellent. Mark wants it. Anyone else want it? We want life in abundance. Life is not about things. Life is about relationships, relationships with him, relationships with one another, knowing real joy, real peace, real life because of him. So my prayer for little Jude and for us this morning is that we would know life and life in abundance. Second verse here says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. Who likes to be loved? Gee, you're quiet. Who likes to be loved? Tell the person around you, I actually love you. Now, did you all stop going red? It's okay. Oh, we need to hear those words, don't we? So the first part is love the Lord your God. Now, I want to tell you something this morning. I really get cranky when I hear, that was an act of God. I think, really? Really? God gets blamed for all the bad stuff in the world. I've got a God who loves me absolutely, and I kind of like that. On my good days and my bad days, I kind of like that too, okay? I want to tell you the good news this morning. God loves you. He loves you. He's not out to get you. He's not up there with a big whip. Every time Kim does something wrong, all right? Not that she would very often. It's not a p-choo, oh, you got it wrong today. Or a, oh, no, you've got it wrong again, p-choo. He is not like that. He loves you. Tell the person next to you, God loves you. He loves you. And you were born so that you might have relationship with him. That is good news, isn't it? It is very good news. You have a God who loves you. So love the Lord your God. Love your neighbour. Love your neighbour. Gee, they're hard to love sometimes, aren't they? I get into trouble all the time for calling people nongs. Do you know any nongs or whackjacks, okay? We know them, don't we? I had a friend like that. Some friends are really hard to love. So there was this guy who came to my church. I felt a bit sorry for him because he was kind of a nong, okay? Then I found out his story. So this poor guy, when he was younger, he grew up and he didn't have a family who loved him. And so he ended up in foster care. He went to a boarding school and he was abused. He found someone eventually whom he loved. And he married that lady and they fostered a little boy who was walking across a crossing one day. And a semi-trailer came through the crossing and his wife was killed. You see, when we know someone's story, things changed. He wasn't a nong anymore. He told me that story and he said, I come to this church because you are family. One day, it was like everything went wrong for this poor guy. He went home to his house and someone had robbed his house. He lived in a little housing commission place. He didn't have much, but they took his phone, they took his stereo, and they took his TV, possessions that were really quite poor. One of the guys in our church found out about it. He didn't just buy him secondhand stuff. He didn't ask the church to pay for it. He bought him a brand new mobile phone, top in the range. He bought him a brand new television, top of the range. He bought him a brand new stereo at the time, top of the range. You know what? That guy came to me and he cried. And he said, I've hardly ever felt love in my life, but here is my family. People need to be in families. They need to know love and real love that comes from here. Love the Lord your God, love your neighbour and love yourself. You know what? We are really unkind to ourselves. I absolutely love little kids. Don't you love what they come out with? I have the best great nieces and nephews, besides yours, of course. But I love what they come out with. They are so free, aren't they? I had a little niece called Stephanie. When she was this big, it was nearly Christmas time, she says to me, Miriam, I've got a reindeer. The reindeer was bigger than her. She said, let's walk around the streets and sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. She says to her brother, Sam, do you want to come with us? No way. Says to her dad, do you want to come with us? No way in the world. So off we go. We pick up the little reindeers. Off we go, walking around, saying, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. People are looking at us. And I can tell deep down they're thinking, I wish I could do that. We were having a ball. I would still do that with my little nieces and nephews. But what I love is they don't care what anyone else thinks and says. And you know what I hate? They get to about this big and they do care. They get to this big and they do care, and we get to this big and we so care. Will I look stupid? Will anyone like me? Does it matter how I look? Is my hair right? Have I worn the right colours this morning? Obviously not. I've worn the swan's colours, okay? But it's true, isn't it? It's true when we start to care more about what others think instead of caring about what God put into me to be. See, I grew up in a family who said you can do anything, you can be anything, and I believed it. I thought everyone was nice, and then I found out they're not always. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Love others and love yourselves. Turn to the person next to you and say, you're pretty jolly stunning. Now, this is the hard bit. This is the hard bit. Turn back and say, I know. Now, about 50% of you believe that, all right? So that's really important. We live life to the full and we love. Life is too short not to love. We talked this morning about speaking words of life. How often do you hear rubbish? Or, you know, behind the door, she's such an idiot, isn't she, all right? But to have, oh, you're lovely, yeah? Well, you know, speak words of life. People need to hear it, don't they? Speak words of life. And the third thing I pray for little Jude and for all of us this morning, that we will make a difference in life. We were born for that. God's put something in your heart that you're to do. Now, you might think, well, I'll never be a Mother Teresa. I'll never be a William Wilberforce. I'll never be a Nelson Mandela. And so what? You were born to be you and to make the difference God called you to make. A couple of years ago, I was in a job and I thought, oh, I'm a city girl. I should go out and see what they do in the country. Bad mistake, okay? So I'm there in this place at night. I'm hearing all these noises. I think there's rats in the room. And I went to the toilet and found out there were frogs in the room. I thought, I'm not going to the toilet. There's a frog right in that toilet. You'd be in your element, wouldn't you, David? So I'm thinking, how many more days of this have I got? So I go out to a real bush area, okay? 2 hours out in the back blocks of nowhere, out near Bourke. And the guy warns me. He says, now, we're going to this house today. Don't sit down. Don't eat anything. I'm thinking, this is going to be interesting. So I get there and I realised why. So he goes off to fix something at the dam and leaves me with the lady. And I'm looking around thinking, oh, my goodness, this is terrible. And she said, you want to have something to eat? I said, oh, no, really quite full. I've just eaten. Thank you very much. Want to sit down? I'm thinking, where? And then I found out the pigs ran through the house. And then I found out that they actually didn't have any water because the rats were stuck in the pipes. Then she said, you want to come and see my pigs? And I thought, oh, I don't know about that. Anyway, we go up to the pigs. And then she says, do you believe in UFOs? I'm thinking, Lloyd, if you don't get back here real fast, I'm going to kill you. I said, oh, no, I believe in Jesus, but UFOs. Anyway, we go. We leave the property and we get it about an hour out and we get bogged. No phone to be looked at, no emails to be done. I'm thinking, how long are we going to be here? So guess who comes to rescue us? Our UFO friends. And they said, if you can't get the car out, you can sleep at our place tonight. I said to Lloyd, I'm walking back. But you know what I found on that trip? I found out that these were the people who went to their house, they unclogged the rats, they cleaned up the house, they got the pigs out of the house, they put them in baths and unmatted their hair, and they loved those people beautifully. And some would say, what difference were they making? Well, they made a difference in people's lives who would never have someone to do that. I went to house after house after house and I'd see a picture on the wall. It's usually a man and it was usually a son or a father. And I'd say, who's the picture of? And they would say, that's my dad who suicided. Or that's my husband who suicided because life was so tough on the farm. And I thought, we are all called to make a difference. Talking to someone I worked with the other day, he said, I had a beautiful experience today. He's working out at Merrylands and he's working, doing English conversation classes, all kinds of things. And he said, I went for a driving lesson with a girl this morning, got in the car and he said, so thank you for trusting me today. She was a young Muslim girl. And then she said, my dad was killed by the Taliban. And she said, thank you for taking me driving today. And then he stopped for a while and he said, I'm sitting where your dad should have sat, aren't I? And she just nodded her head. You see, he puts the fatherless in families. And every single one of us here is called to make a difference. And what difference will we make while we spend our 80, 90, 100 years on earth? Because that's what we were called to. Every single one of us was called to make a difference. Young Jude, I have no doubt, will make a difference in someone's life. In just a moment, we're going to get the kids back in. Do you know what, friends? Today is an important day because we've seen a beautiful family up here this morning who through the generations have lived and loved and made a difference. Both sides of that family. God's idea was family. We're in his family if we choose to be. And he is a beautiful, beautiful, loving father. He is a good, good father. And perhaps we've not experienced that in life, but I want to tell you today, he's there for you in the good and the bad. He wants you to live life to the full. He wants you to know life in abundance. He wants you to feel love. He wants you to feel love. And if you haven't felt that in your family today, I want you to feel it in this family. And we want you to become part of this family. And he wants you to go into the world and make a difference. And many of you are in beautiful ways already. So what I want us to do this morning is to gather in families. And as your kids come back in, I want you to gather them. If there's someone here in your family who's not here today, someone's going to grab you, okay? Because we are family. We are family. And I don't want you to be embarrassed this morning. I just want you to speak words of life. And thank one another. Thank one another for what they bring to your life. See the best, won't you? See the best. So we're going to play some music. I want you to gather in families this morning. Doesn't need to be many. Can be two. Can be a lot. And I just want you to speak words of life. You've got a few moments to do that. The kids are going to come in. And then I'm going to pray over you this morning. May we live life in abundance. May we love like never before. The world needs our love, doesn't it? Needs our love. Doesn't need our rot. It needs our love. Doesn't mean our judgment. It needs our love. And make a difference, whether it is as a Mother Teresa or whether it is to the person who goes to the family who doesn't have one. You can make a difference every single day. So I want you to stand, I want you to go together with who you want to this morning, and I just want you to speak life. And as those kids come in, you speak into life into them as well. So gather and speak.